Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
You know, what's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, as we are going to continue with our continuing education. Where not only are we fun and controversial, but we educate as well. So let's get back to the Sunday night call that we started yesterday. A lot of great stuff. I hope you're taking good notes. Let's get back to Sunday right now.
And I still got a ton of money I could still possibly make. So that's the decision you have to make. I don't want to chase. I never chase these up when they get that close. To me, it's not worth it. You know, in a volatile stock like a Tesla, it was no surprise that it broke down. I just couldn't take the chance to make you wait till too late to get out, which is why at 150 I gave you that answer. But at $2, I'm not getting out. I'm going to wait a little bit longer and see if it'll come back to me. I like that you took the chart. I like that you read it. I like that you went through all the right steps. But then you have to take a look at the risk-reward and the math. Okay? Does that make sense? You have to look at the mathematical side of the trade and say, well, I'm risking 50 cents to make $2 now. Maybe I should wait and see what happens. And that's what I would have done. I made the decision. I own it. Yeah, it's fine. Again, there's nothing wrong with it. I just look at the risk-reward. However, I'm looking to learn from it and understand there are indications. The chart or the pattern, the pullback that could have stayed. Right. Now, again, let's talk about the mathematics, okay? This is what I really want to talk about, because this is what we do. This is what separates us from the whatever you want to call it, okay? But when you're looking at a trade, okay, here's a Tesla, and this is a four-minute from Friday, okay? This stock turned around. I was nervous. In the morning, I go, oh, we're going to be okay. And, of course, then, oh, no, we're not okay. So then I got – so first I send out down here, take it off for 40 cents. And I go, okay, we're going to get out. And then, boom, boom, boom. And I know that that's going to happen. So now we're up here. Now I look at it, and yes, you're right. The chart was bullish. Okay. However, again, I then have to weigh the value of the risk versus the reward and what can happen. Okay. Knowing that that spread's going to stay there for a while. So – I would have waited and to see what happened. Again, I'm not telling you that you should have picked the bottom. I had to put a number in lower, you know, probably a buck or something like that, and you would have gotten out there as well. But at the end of the day, you did the right thing in analyzing, but you didn't do the right thing based on where we were and what we were trying to accomplish, and that's really measure the risk-reward on the trade of what you did. See, sometimes you get to a point where the math says, you know what, I'm wrong, but pot odds tells me I should stay in. Okay? That's all cool. It's a good job. Everything was good except the cover. Okay, the thought process, I loved it all. You're never overstopping. Look at again. I answer all questions. And if you notice, I have no customer service. I'm it. Okay, I answer everything. So, you know, don't worry about it. I get to them all eventually. Okay, I enjoy the Sunday call. Yeah, I enjoy them too. I'm having a good time. You did everything right, except, there's the answer, but cover it. But in the future, I forgot I answered and put the answer in. Okay? I'm not going to overserve it. I take care of and teach. That's what I do. Okay? Well, Tesla back at 80 while I was out, could have gotten out for less. Yes, you could have. But again, I can't, you know, I can't see the backs of the cards. Good morning. Thanks again for the live demo on futures. Always educational. Oh, yeah, we did that Friday morning. Watch you in action. Listen to what you're questioning. Question on my weekly hedge. Since my 60/40s are in the money and the SPYs are deep in the money, I just let the existing trades come off. Yeah, you let them come off and you resell them. That's all. Again, sometimes there's nothing you can do. Okay? That's it. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do. I had a crappy week. It seems every day the market goes up, I have a crappy week. I got into Apple in my 200 and I made a small profit. Well, now, let's talk about that for a minute. If you're leaning to the short side and you have a crappy week, every time the market goes up. Now, we don't always lean to the short side. I mean, we play both sides of the market. And most of our trades of recent vintage have been beneficial from both sides. I know you, and I know sometimes you lean a little bit. And I do, too. I'm not going to deny it. Okay? But, again, you have to set yourself up to play in all markets, because if you don't, you know, if you're bearish, you'll use the 1x2 now, okay, instead of just a straight call spread. Go the other way. Use the 1x2 ratio spread or the 3x5, whatever it is, that if the market does go up against you, that you can benefit a little bit, okay? You don't have to take as much risk, and quite frankly, you have more profit on the upside, okay? Again, if you want to fade or fight the market, you know, we did it last week, and this is important, okay? We were, every one of our trades was, well, this was a neutral trade. Amba was neutral. And again, most didn't get in, but it was a winning trade if you did get in, which is fine, okay? Whatever this is called, Valiant. I don't want to talk about it. It was a winning trade, but I turned it into a break-even or a loser. All right. Apple here. We were short Apple. Went straight up. We didn't lose money. We made money. You made a grand total of $33. You know, Starbucks for three, and, you know, you'd be in good shape. Yeah. The spiders, okay, same thing. We were short. We made money. Again, we didn't make a lot of money, but we didn't lose money. The markets went dead against us. We didn't lose any money. That's what you have to focus on is the process, okay? Tesla, you know, this was a tough trade. I mean, I can't tell you anything. I mean, obviously, I thought at one time, I thought we were going to get it on the downside. I thought we were going to get out of our extra, and that didn't happen. And that's how to rally, and I really wasn't worried about it. And of course, I could have, you know, in hindsight, I could have managed that trade a little bit better. I could have got us out earlier. But truthfully, I'll be honest, I never gave it a thought. I never thought we would see it spiking back up there. So, you know, that shame on me, okay, for not looking at it earlier. I didn't. I mean, I'm telling you a story. The thought never even crossed my head. Okay, I never thought we'd see it up here, and of course, here we are. So, but at the end of the day, some got out and made a little bit of money, some lost a little bit of money. But again, we're short everything. Okay, every trade we made was to the short side, and we didn't lose money. Except depending on how the Tesla trade worked out for you, you might have lost money. And if you got these other trades, but every other trade was basically a bearish setup, and we didn't lose money. Okay, what could be wrong with that? Okay, all right, I got a whole bunch of questions on the board here, so let me get to these. Okay, this market is a bear trap and a squeeze. You know, I could make that excuse, I could, but I choose not to. I choose to tell you that I believe the markets are going lower. I believe we're very close to a top. If we didn't make it already, but again, I am not going to fight it and go broke trying to be right. I think you have to be more of a reactive trader instead of trying to predict it. I mean, I predict it a lot, and a lot I'm wrong. Whereas if I set myself up to be successful, like I do have on some trades, and I'm going to teach those next week because I couldn't find a good one I wanted, but a synthetic. But at the end of the day, I want to be in the right position, but I want to be in the right position where I don't get clobbered if I'm wrong. And that's the trades we set up that week, and those are going to be some of the trades we're going to have this week as well. So I do agree that, but again, it's not wise. And take it, I'm speaking from that experience now, okay? I've lost more money trying to be right, okay? And that's the truth. Okay?
So, yeah, we're not in the business to try to guess and be right. We're in the business to try to follow the footprint of the market and then be right. Okay. Again, I say it all the time, but I mean it sincerely. Our job is to be in the business and succeed, and not by predicting, but by reacting. You'll find yourself much happier reacting to markets than trying to predict them, because the torment and torture you feel when you're trying to predict them is another problem. Anyways, check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. Absolutely phenomenal options platform, as well as trading everything else. If you ever miss an episode, you can go to libertytalk.fm and get the podcast every day. We're always there for you. And also check out bubbatrading.com. Again, I do a lot of good writing, and I've got a lot of writers there. We're going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Wirtz, and I'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Chad Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you and on this glorious Tuesday. And, of course, we are continuing our learning and our education. And, of course, those who have been around me the longest know that I believe you can always learn and there's always something out there to make you better. Whether you're a farmer, a producer, trader, option stocks, it doesn't matter. The concepts are all the same. So let's get back to doing some learning because that's what's important. Here we go.
February 2nd, the big boys and hard totals. Why are the Dow was up 350? Well, you know, we had a big short squeeze. Did you guys see what happened with Chesapeake and U.S. Steel? Okay. Did anybody notice that? Now, what makes it interesting is not that they went up and not that I was long both of them because I was just getting some of my money back. Okay. But what was interesting here, and this happened to be a great story. Now, here, look at this. Now, this is U.S. Steel. Now, I was long at, you know, again, I didn't make any money here, but I was long and I got out. I got out at like 12 and change. But my buddy, who I was helping, I said, when it got over 14, I said, just sell it now. I said, I don't care. You can go to 1,000, sell it now. It's got to fade here a little bit at some point. And of course it did. Now I'm not predicting I'm a genius, but I just know that at some point I wasn't shorting it there. I was getting out of some longs and I thought that was the right play. And of course it turned out to be correct. But this is something to me that's very interesting to the overall market dynamics is now that these started to come into play, that's the rest of the shorts as far as I can see in the way I see it. Doesn't make me right, but that's what I see. I'm just catching up. Then it's all about the Fed and QE. Well, the Fed's going back to QE, but will it be bullish this time? This week in earnings, I am mildly bullish on MTN. I'm sure it's one that we can't even trade, would be my guess. I'm sure it's illiquid and it's got no action. That would be my guess. I have no idea. Never looked at it before. Yeah, it's not one I could trade. And it's got no liquidity. You can't trade it. I mean, again, you can trade these all you want, but when you get it slammed in your, when you get smacked with egg in your face and you wonder what to do, this is why. You're trading stuff that's illiquid and you're gambling. Now, I don't like to gamble. I got enough problems, okay, to do it. I don't want to gamble. Shake Shack, bullish on Shake Shack. You know, again, I don't know how you can be bullish on anything like Shake Shack, but again, is it liquid? Not really. For you individually, it might be liquid. Okay. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, again, I don't have a problem with it, but certainly I'm not bullish this chart. Believe me, if I'm getting in this trade, I'm selling it. Okay. Just personally. Okay. Just me. And I'm not selling it, but that's what I'd be doing. Okay. March 2nd, not Feb 2nd. Shaq trade sell strangle 47.3750. Yeah, you could do that. 40 and buy the 49.30. You could do that. Yeah, I don't. Again, it's not bad. I mean, I couldn't recommend it. There's not enough liquidity for everybody, but it's okay. Again, I would play it neutral. I mean, I would if I was going to play this stock myself. I mean, it's so illiquid for me. I don't know if I could play it, but I mean, I would be looking at it from this standpoint. And try to play. Once you got a $5 move expected. And I would probably look at it like this. That's a, I don't know. You know, it's got some big juice in it. But 45 cent credit on bullshit break. You just want to play from the bull side? 235 credit, $265. 235 credit and unlimited risk, unlimited reward to the upside. That's fine too. I adjusted the CN trade to 2050 straddle to get the credit actually 2002. You're right. I filled the right CN and put it $3 to get down in the morning. Good. Good job. I love it. See? There you go. I mean, buying the extra. You can buy the extra call. That's correct. No, you weren't yelling at me. I apologize. Bullish broken wing. Yeah, well, here it is. There's the iron butterfly. Oh, you want to do the condor? Now, if you're really bullish, you want to do the butterfly. The condor is not as bullish. Let's explain something. When we're doing a broken wing butterfly versus a broken wing condor, a broken wing butterfly is much more bullish because you're right there. Okay. A broken wing condor is you're not as wild about it, but you have a slight direction. And you're hoping it stays inside, but if it breaks out, you hope it breaks out your direction. So if you're more bullish, you'd want to do this trade. You're getting a bigger credit and a bigger move, but you can play the other one as well. No problem, my friend. I'm coming to next month. You better be here, brother. Urban, it doesn't trade weeklies. We have traded before. I did this week. It doesn't fall. We've traded it when it falls on the right week, and it actually traded successfully. But I don't trade it. I would say to you though, I would be certainly bearish this. I'd be selling this like crazy. Me again. I'm not saying I'm right. That's what I see. AHA, the $1.50 with a spike. Rats. Yeah, okay, that's no problem. You're good. Casey might have an. No, that doesn't identify him either. I have a question about Monster Trade for week 3. What's your question? Is it up there? I haven't got there. Hi, Bubba. Can you take a moment to discuss using stock? Yeah, I can, certainly. 100%. All right. So, did you guys look at Joy or Sienna on Thursday or Friday? I mean, those guys are out of their mind. They know they're smart. They know they're going to get a stick at you. Why don't we hold this one for an extra day? Anyways, these bid offer spreads get ridiculous. Okay, I mean, they got a limited audience. They know what they're doing. All you do is, in this case, we wanted to. We were going up, so we wanted to sell the call. Okay, so instead of selling the call, you short the stock. It's the same exact. Do the math in your head. Okay, here. I short the stock at 18. I own the right to buy the stock at 14. Okay, it doesn't matter. At 15. I own the right to buy it at 15. Okay, I have an extra call, which I short the stock at $17.68. The stock goes to 300. Did I lose any more money by being short the stock versus the call? No. Okay, so you need to cover that up. Okay. So when you want to get out of the long call, the extra long, you sell the stock. You have the long call, the right to get out of the short stock once it's done. But at least you were able to get out at parity and don't have to worry about it. And God forbid the stock should collapse and go the other way. You make a fortune because now your risk model changes from limited reward once you did it, because now you have unlimited reward to the downside. You've reversed your whole position out and you're out. You've got the money in your pocket. You've got the right to get out of the stock whenever you want. Boom. There you are. The same on CN, the other side. Here you buy the stock because you're covering a short put. Okay, you're covering a long put. So now you have the exercise. You have the right to sell. We had the right to sell at 17, okay, or whatever it was, 19. So now if I buy the stock at 16, I've got the right to sell it at 19. So if it goes to zero, so what? I'm out at 19. However, if the stock turns around and goes straight up in the air, I'm long. I get unlimited reward to the upside. I've changed the dynamics of my whole trade. No more risk, but a lot more reward potential. Okay? We'll work on this more. Okay? Maybe we have more time tonight. We'll work on it, but I'm going to get to the trade as well. Amazon pin action. Amazing. Yeah, it's always pin action. It's very tough. That's why I have to get you guys out earlier. Total blow off there. Where was it? Where was I talking about at the total blow off, my man? U.S. Steel, probably, I would guess. What happened around 12:15 Friday? Everything seemed to sell off a little bit. Actually, I wasn't looking, but it might have for a time being. Might have sold off a little bit at 12:15. Sorry. God dang it. You talking 12:15 Eastern, I assume? Everybody talks Eastern except for me. That's the Central. Yeah, it sold off. Yeah. I think that it was a little overdone. I think the markets are just a little bit overdone. Do you think U.S. Steel will collapse? Well, I don't think it's going to collapse. I am not buying puts, okay? They did have good news, okay? Oh, you bought some outright puts? I think you probably overpaid for them, young man.
And we'll come back to why that young man overpaid for those U.S. Steel puts, because, again, the volatility was exploding. And this is a great explanation, so I want to make sure you get it in full instead of chopped up. Make sure if you miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm and download it every day. It's there waiting for you. Check out BubbaTrading.com. I want you in. I want you as one of mine. You're my gang. Let's get it done. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz here with you, and we're still teaching. Let's get back to it and get that at U.S. Steel explanation. Here we go.
I would believe that I would guess the volatility was pretty tasty in there. 132%. Yeah, you're. I don't know what put you bought, but certainly I would look to adjust that because you're in all air. You're in an air pocket here. And this premium is going to collapse, especially if the stock is flat. I don't know what if you tell me what strikes and where you bought them, I'll give you a better feel. But this is an air pocket. I'd never buy premium. You can't buy premium at 121% volatility. You have to create a synthetic so that you don't get pounded by this. Because if this stock opens flat and the news changes, they'll collapse all this volatility. And you won't make any money no matter what. I mean, think about it this way. The 13 puts, okay, are a dollar. I mean, you got to go down a dollar, but you still break even. 5 minutes ago, you were talking about the crappy market. You mentioned something about using a 1x2 versus a call spread. I was 1x2 versus a call spread. What was I talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about, actually. I was talking about 1x2 put spreads. I was talking about synthetic. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yep. I love the CSY as a trade. Well, email said, okay. Sometimes you have to pick a top and know when to get out. Yeah, true. CSIQ, heavy premium, good volume. Yeah, I looked at that. I just couldn't, I think the earnings are, what, one more week? Or this week? Or the 10th, maybe. I just didn't think it was liquid enough, to be honest with you. I thought it was a little too thin. See, this is what happens. The markets dry up a little bit, and I can't put everybody in it. I knew there was a reason why I didn't do it. I did no earnings trades this week. But you can look at them, certainly. There's earnings this week. There just isn't enough good stuff. Bubba, calm down. Count to 10. You're going to give yourself a heart attack. Love you. This is who I am. If I can't be me, then I'm not who I am. Okay, I got to be me. Okay. All right. 14.5 puts in X. Let me just look at that real quick for you before we get advanced. What'd you pay for them? How many? What'd you pay for it? And I'll give you something to do against it. Seriously, you tell me how many you got and what you paid for them. Spider back ratio. 200, 195, 198.50, 2 for $3, 50 cents. Max risk, $5.50, then it calls for a week. Well, I look at a bearish trade there. CSU's price is about $3. Yeah, I think so. All right, let me just look at a bearish trade. I don't think I have a spider's trade tonight. Let me see. What am I going to look at? And I'll do it in a minute, but I just want to make sure I get everything covered. Because I know I'm sorry there were so many questions. Gold, XLE, Facebook, and, of course, Tesla again. All right, so if I'm going to do a bearish trade in the spiders. Hey, by the way, could you guys see my screen okay? Is it good or bad? If you please, I'm curious. I changed a couple things. I just want to know if it's good or bad, if you can see it. Okay, because it looks smaller to me from this side, but it was clearer, and I got more definition up here, so I don't have to keep trying to show you everything, so it works out better. All right. If I were to get short the spiders, okay, I mean, I would do a 1-by-2 back ratio and do, let's say, the 200, 199, and probably do it. So let's do it 4-by-5, and I'll just go right there and see where that is for. Yeah, here, I could do it for a 33-cent credit. Okay, so I've got a $367 risk. Okay, and that's basically the same trade you had on, right? I like that. I like mine better, I think. What do you think? Data with background is better. Okay, good. Much better. All right, cool. Good. I mean, God bless. I did something right. All right. So this week, you know, again, it's all about education, and I want to make sure we're getting the concepts. We keep bringing in new types of trades, right? We're working on, you know, progressing into where we are, and we're going to have some more of these this week, because last week, you know, again, I don't brag. I when it's bad, it's bad. When it's good, it's good. I don't really care. I mean, I care because I don't want to lose money, but I also want everybody to understand more about the learning and more about the defending of your positions, because, again, if you learn how to defend them properly, then you're going to make money, okay? Because if you're not so far deep in a hole when it happens, then you're going to find yourself in a much bigger, higher probability to make money versus when you do the wrong trades and you get stuck so far, and then there's no way out, okay? So when we look at the trades that we managed, okay, so Amble was an easy one. Again, I don't think many got in that, so I don't really care, other than the fact that, you know, that you got in, you made money, which was good. But Apple, now again, we were very bearish, but we were able to maneuver around this trade, and we didn't have to worry. And if the market did go straight up, it's amazing that we'd still make money. So you can be opinionated by what the market's going to do and set yourself up in such a way that you can benefit from the wrong trade. Okay, you just won't benefit big. And obviously, when you go into these trades, like this 3-by-4, I mean, we had a $267 risk. Now, again, one day, I think what we should do is one day, we should actually do this call live on a Friday at expiration. I'll have to make sure I'll be thin so I don't have so much to do, because usually I'm real busy between 3 and 4, 2 and 3 my time, because I've got thousands of options to roll. But I'll try to be clean. I think one Friday we should do a call live so you can see exactly what I'm talking about in here, because I know that if this stock is at $96 on Friday, my max risk falls. And so you understand, the max risk falls on this trade if it pins at $95.50, because then my $95.50 is worthless. My $96.50 is worth $1. Does that make sense to everybody? So that's where my max risk falls. But I know that even at $3.55, if this is trading at $95.50, those options are going to be trading at 20 or 25 cents. Okay. So I know I have an out, okay? Now, again, it's not going to be pleasant, but I'm never losing the 267. Okay? Okay. So understand what we're trying to do and accomplish is put ourselves and take a directional trade that reduces the overall risk of the market. Here, same thing. Now, again, we didn't make a lot of money in these trades. Now, certainly you could set them up to make bigger credits. But remember, the bigger the credit, the bigger the risk. Okay? But again, I bought, and I was talking to somebody right at the bell, and I bought some puts on Friday. I bought the at the money. There were one, what was it, 200.5 puts I bought for 14 cents. Now, that's something I don't want anybody to do here. That's what I used to do all the time on the floor when there was more action and you had a chance. But anyway, I felt we were going to go underneath. I felt we were going to go underneath the 200, which we did. We went all the way down to, I think it was like 199.95, then it closed like at 205. But at the end of the day, okay, the reason I'm bringing that up is because they were trading it. They were at the money or out of the money a little bit, and they were trading at 14 cents. And I was just taking I was taking a gamble for a couple bucks just to, you know, kind of play a lottery ticket late in the day. But at the end of the day, you're going to see that they're going to have value on Friday. So you don't have to worry about that macro. So if you wanted to go out and do that, you know, create that same trade, you know, here. So here we got a 4x5. You want to get a bigger credit, okay? You know, 6x7. Okay, I mean, you can do this as big as you want. Now, again, one of the reasons, one of the fallacies, and one of the problems with this, okay, now you're trading 20 contracts, okay? So you got to weigh the value of the commission. Your commission is part of your liquidity. So I went from doing nothing but the condors, because, again, I'm doing a lot of this for practice for everybody as well, right? So I do things so that we get repetition so we understand it, okay? But then I want to cut down the size. Because what do I need to have so many contracts for? Because, again, that's part of my liquidity, okay? And, again, so now we switched over to some of our trades because I do have an opinion. These are not necessarily earnings trades, so we're going to work to be for them to go lower. Is the expected move – the expected move is either way, okay? Good question. This expected move is either way. Plus, see, it says plus or minus. Expected move, you never know. It's Now, again, I would suspect that this week will be lower. And again, I'm only saying that because we've gone basically straight up. And I'm going to share this with you. Okay.
All right. And I'll come back and share that with you after the break. But again, this is all very valuable stuff for you, the individual, as you try to get a better grip and learn more about what the trading environment is about. You know, again, I'm a big believer in the education of trading. I'm a big believer in helping you have a better understanding, because the first thing we have to understand is how markets actually function, how markets work. Because once we understand that, we are then in a better step and in better step with the overall function of everything that we're trying to do, which is why I spend the time teaching. Because I want you to be better so that you can guard your money. Okay? All right. If you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm. Okay? That's my network. That's my station. Make sure you go there and download it. And we've now just hit over the 200,000 mark per month. So that's pretty exciting. BubbaTrading.com if you want to see what we're doing. And for now, we're going to step out here for a break and come back and talk about more and more teaching when we get back. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. See you in a minute. I was proud. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. As we're sharing some special moments with you guys, our special listeners, special moments. And, of course, I'm going to share with you why I'm thinking what I'm thinking. So let's get right back to it right now.
Such a schmuck. I had this. I didn't want to do it this way. I wanted to actually bring it to you. Okay. So, any idea where these charts are from? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? I'm curious. Because this is. I'm going to show you the whole result of this in a minute. But I did this for a reason, and I want to know: does anybody recognize or have any idea what those charts are from, and when they're from? Okay. Okay, it's one index. Okay. Okay, no way of knowing. Yeah, well, you listen. So you listen in class. Okay. All right. You're good. Okay, I got it. This chart is from 1999. Okay. This is from 2007-8. Excuse me. Yeah, and this is from 2007-8, and this is from now. Look pretty familiar, don't they? Now. If we look at the result, okay, this is the second half of that trade. Okay, boom, boom. And we don't know the final score here yet, right? And this is what it looked like when I showed it. Okay, this is from 1997. And I'll show it to you live. Okay, but I thought it was interesting. Okay, now again, I'm not predicting. Again, I don't even think I'm telling you the market's going down. I mean, I do believe that, but again, I don't want you to get crazy with it. But I think it's important that we talk about this a lot, because I always tell you that all charts are the same and all patterns repeat, and there it is. Okay, I just showed that to you. That's what I showed you. I pulled them out so you could see them. You can see we had a bang up and then down, and a bang up and then down, and then a bang up and then down. Again, end of the day, that's life. That's the way markets trade. You can always expect history to repeat itself, because it always does. Okay, that's all. No big deal. Again, not the end of the world, and I'm not trying to convince you to get short. Okay, I'm just trying to teach you to observe, and that you can understand sometimes my logic behind certain things. Okay, my logic here is this should be resistance. Okay, so if I measure it, I should be close to the top. So that, again, now can it go through it? Absolutely, you can go right through it anytime. But I would think, at worst case, the markets would churn before breaking out. I do not expect them to continue to go straight up. They've actually gone up almost, 7% from the 11th of February. I would expect to see some sort of either churning or backing and filling, one of the two. Also, I have the 13 put May 20 for X. Okay. I think, when did you buy the 13? But I hope you didn't buy it Friday, or when it was expanding this week. Will you be setting up a way to text us your midweek adjustments? Yes, I will. If U.S. steel starts to go down, would the volatility not go up, causing well, I would say this to you. I don't think that the volatility can go any higher. I mean, it can, but if you look at this from this product, it's a great question. That is a great question, by the way. Okay, we're at 120% volatility now. What do you think is going to go to, 400? You know, I don't think there's much more room for uncertainty in here. Now, could it go up a little bit? Yeah. But there's a greater likelihood that the puts will collapse and the premium will collapse. I would have done, just to be straight up and honest, what I would have done in a trade like this, okay, if I wanted to be short this, and let's say I want to get a short it right now, okay, I would do a back ratio spread here, okay, and I would do, I mean, I think a 1x2 is almost a credit. Here, a 1x2 is a credit. $98 risk, and I get benefit of the premium. If it stays here, I don't lose anything. Whereas if you buy the 13 put, it collapses. But first of all, I wouldn't do it on this because it's not big enough. But I would be much more creative. Right? I would take a big shot here, okay, and do like a 3x7 or, I mean, you know, some odd ratio. I'd have to look at it for a while, but that's what I would do. Okay, but again, I don't think there's much more vol coming in here. It's 131% in some strikes, so I don't see a ton more coming. It doesn't mean I'm right, but I don't see many get much over that. Okay. A fly Friday. Go ahead, we'll try that. On the SPY 4x5 back ratio of 30 credits, what's the chance to sell the extra put for more than 367? Good question. You know, I don't know. I think if the market starts to break, I mean, this week the spider's got a 340 expected, okay? And remember, volatility is coming down because we're going up. That's a hard question to answer. I do not have a good answer to give you. I would say if the market starts to go our way, we would have an excellent chance to get it because, you know, if it starts to go, and again, if it happens on Thursday or Friday, you know, we'd need the actual move. But if it starts to break on Monday or Tuesday, you'd have a great chance because the premium will expand. So, but great question. But I can't make a price for it. Market would have to sell huge. Well, it wouldn't have to sell huge early in the week, though. Again, if it happened, look at it right now. Okay. Suppose we did the exact same trade. Okay. So what would we need to get the thing to 367? We'd only need a $2 move or a $3 move to get it there. And again, if the move comes quickly, it will expand. But you have a good point. I have a bear call on Pepsi, week 2, 99.50, 101. Okay. I'm good. I wouldn't be getting out. I'd be holding. I would not defend it. You cannot defend $1.50 credit spreads. Oh, actually, well, how much credit did you collect? Let me rephrase that. Okay. How much credit did you collect? And then I'll give you an answer. But there's really no defending credit spreads. I mean, again, I don't want to create another bad trade with another bad trade. Now, the only thing you could look at in Pepsi would be to sell the put spread below it now and maybe sell the, you know, 99.98. You can cut off a few pennies of risk, or 99.50, 99.50, 98.50, something like that. The market would have to sell huge to make any money. Well, again, I don't agree. We've done it before. Could be a time frame. Okay. So this week, make sure I get everything. Did I miss all the? I don't know. Did you miss anything? We started at 6:30. It's all recorded though. SPX is not a good product for us to trade. Okay. SPX is too big. It's 5 times the size. Actually, excuse me, 10 times the size of the spiders. Number one. Number two, it's not liquid enough. It's a horrible trade. Please do not do it. Please do not trade in that space unless you're hedging against a big, very, very big portfolio. Price and dime is universal. Yes, sir. You got it. Bingo. All right. This week, let's look at some trades. Gold, GLD, Gulf Lima Delta. I like it as a short. Okay. Now, 120 was my number. Okay. We popped through it to obviously 122, but look where we came back, right to my area. Now, I like this. Look, the chart looks pretty good. Again, this is more of a probability play. And I do know that based on the commitment of traders, that the banks are pretty massively short. Now, I'm not playing because the banks are short. I don't care. But I do think we've had one heck of a run-up, and I do believe there's going to be some action here to the downside. I think this is a chance to capitalize. However, if I am wrong, so be it, because what we're going to do is we're going to buy the 120. We're going to do a back spread, a ratio back spread, and we're going to do it 3x4. 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, and we're going to do this for a credit of 40 cents. So we've got a maximum risk of $260. Okay. If we go straight up, we make $40. Again, I'm not trying to make the 40, but it's a nice insurance policy against if you're being wrong. I do not expect that gold is going to pin, and even if it does, as I always say, there's going to be value there. And we'll make that adjustment when it comes to it.
And that will do it for today's training. I hope you enjoyed it. It was pretty good. It was a pretty good trade. And this is The Bubba Show. Make sure you check out libertytalk.fm to get the show on demand. And that'll do it for today. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks. Wake up, Maggie.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.